I actually love that part in the story of this gospel where Jesus asks them, do you understand all these things? And they said, yes. They had no clue. It's like, too much information, Lord. We'll just say yes so we can go get lunch or something. But there is a lot here for us to ponder, but I was determined to make up for my last homily. This will not be 20 minutes, don't worry. We'll keep this under like five-ish. But for what it's worth, this image that Jesus talks about, his kingdom of God, is like a net cast into the sea. It's a net cast through every generation, through every land, through every place, through the depths of my own heart, every place, every area of my life, that net wants to reach, wants to bring in. Nothing is hidden from it. That net reaches everything and everyone. And I was thinking we could definitely take time and each one of us examine, Lord, what did you find when you cast your net into my heart at the end of these last 4 days? What fruit is there? What fish did you catch? What insights are there? What changes that I've seen I need to make? What friends have you surrounded me with? What are the good fruits and the good fish that you want to find after this casting these last few days? Can I examine that? Can I ponder and make sure that there is good fruit? That didn't come up empty this past week of full of graces, full of insights, full of opportunities. I was also thinking though with the net, what was that net? It was the church, and each person was like a link that our Lord was weaving into his net. We are that net sent forth for each other and for the whole world. We're all links in the chains. There's a blessing we're going to pray at the end of the homily, kind of continuing what we did or bringing to completion the individual blessings you received. It was ironic to notice, and I'll read it real quick. Make their words the echo of Christ's voice so that those who hear them may be drawn to the gospel. Links in the chain weaves in the pattern an echo to continue extending and reverberating the word of Christ, the truth and the love you've experienced, the witness you've seen. There's so much that was given to each one of us, and we're sent out as that net to reach the whole world, to reach every single person God puts in our path. The first reading kind of goes with that, because maybe if I look at myself, like I can see my life and like, wow, Lord, you've already done some tremendous things. You've allowed me to be a link in the chain for many people, for my friends, maybe my family. I'm so grateful for what I've received. I'm so grateful for the fruits that you've found in this first casting of this 134th casting of this week of my life. There's been fruit and I'm grateful. Or maybe, as we see in the first reading, maybe our Lord looks at the clay of my life and he's like, well, gosh, that really, there was some hardness there. I couldn't work with that mold. Let me break some things that were standing in the way and kind of reforge the role you were called to play. A lot of things were good, but maybe there's some things that were stopping and impeding what I was trying to design in and through your life to be a part of my plan, of my net. And it's a message of hope. Lord, even the worst thing I find in my life, even the terrible habit that I've been struggling with or the difficulty I have in relating to people and in the right ways, even that, Lord, you can take it, you can stretch it. Whatever was hardened, you can add water, you can reforge the clay that wasn't as malleable before. Malleable, that's a big word. It just means like able to be stretched, right? Sometimes we come to our Lord and we're like, no, Lord, I'm good. I don't need any changing. I don't want you to change anything. I like the way my life is. And our Lord's like, well, let me work with that. We do ask for the Holy Spirit. Well, sometimes he's referred to as the dewfall, the dew that softens the hard soil. In this case, the hard clay, the hardened clay. Holy Spirit, soften, make flexible what stands to defy, what stands hardened against grace. In my own life, if there's areas in my weaving of within your net, if there's areas of my life that don't allow your grace to work, Lord, I want you to touch those areas. I want your Holy Spirit to pour out grace in those areas. Soften them. Lord, make of me what you need me to be. It's interesting. I think there's something about how sound travels better through water. I don't know. But the echo may travel better if the Holy Spirit has more play in my life. If there's more dewfall, more water from heaven. If I make him more present, more active in all that I do, if he has dominion over my thoughts, if he has room to make my decisions with me, then that echo of our Lord's word will continue to flow more smoothly, more perfectly, more precisely. We just ask the Holy Spirit to do what he wants to do. Miracles can happen, real miracles, in our personal lives and in the impact our small lives can even have in the lives of those around us. May those miracles be real. Amen? Amen. Look at that first miracle. Amazing! But I want to offer this blessing